will resume our planning and development and UW Extension meeting. We'll begin with the land use items. But before we do that, I'll just call roll here. Dan Kiaschke is here. Brian Vashaw is here. Ed Kubicki is here. John Franco is here. And Youth and Governance, Olivia Parrish is here.
Wasn't contacted by OXA.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Okay. Before we jump in, Andy, could you just, Andy or April, would you just verify that we're in compliance with open meetings laws and that things have been properly published and noticed?
I do have that. So it was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on March 26th and April 2nd.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, we have a relatively short agenda, but just want to mention at the beginning here that this meeting is a public hearing meeting, so there will be opportunity for the public to speak for or against the land use item that we will be considering at that time, as well as citizens' comments at the end of the meeting if anybody would like to. Okay, then Andy, I'll just ask if you'd read this first item into record, and then we'll begin with it.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so we do have item 5, which is Gerald A. and Linda M. Helmer, Joint Revocable Trust, 21810 31st Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, owner, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agriculture Preservation District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-244-0300 and 304-220-244-0200, located in the town of Brighton. With that, I'll pull up a map of this so you can all see it.
All right, it appears our petitioners are here. If you would please just state your name and your address for the record, and then as Andy pulls this up, if you'd like to just kind of explain in your own words what it is that you'd like us to know about this tonight.
Okay. It's Jerry and Linda Helmer at our current address is 218 10 31st Street, Bristol. And we're hoping to build our retirement home. Obviously it was all one parcel years ago, and then that little red section was sold. It was my uncle's property, and then went to Gary Daniels. He passed away, and we bought it back with the intention that eventually when we wanted to build and retire, we would keep the whole wooded acre with the creek running through it, just for a little bit more space. It's obviously not good farmland or anything like that. And then the rest of the farm we're going to be selling.
Okay, thank you.
And just a little additional information is this is not a certified survey map because there's already two parcels, so they're just changing the boundary line. So they're really just taking what's looked at to be this piece here and enlarging it to this size here. And in doing so, it's getting all the proper zonings reflecting the wetland features, the woodland features, and then going from the smaller parcel to the C2 larger parcel, and being that it's all wooded, that's why it's C2 Upland Resource Conservancy.
Okay. Committee members, youth and governance, any questions at all about this, or any comments at all?
I don't think I may.
Yeah.
I don't have questions about it because I drive by it every day. But Jerry and Linda are long-term family members in Brighton and have been core to the community. In fact, I saw Linda when I voted last week. So this parcel is, as it says, primarily wooded. It is the edge of the farm and kind of between really the agricultural zones. So that'll be a very nice homestead for retirement, and I'm happy for them.
Is the green area the wooded area? Is that?
It's the blue area.
Oh, the blue area is,
yeah,
the wooded
area. Green area is the wetland area where the waterway is.
Ah, that's a.
And I should add that this meets the Brighton criteria because it's taking land that's not being farmed and making it a homestead. See, it's the woodland, the wetlands, and then the rest of the farm, which is all agricultural land, can still be farmed.
Okay. And the creek actually flows into the Des Plaines River.
Okay. Anything else from the committee, youth and governance?
Can I make a motion for that?
Yes.
Make a motion.
Before we do, let's just get the...
Thank you, yes.
And for the town.
So as I mentioned, this is a public hearing, so I'll ask, is there anybody here tonight that would like to speak in favor of this item? Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor? Yes.
I'm Diane Longington. My address is 22427 31st Street in Brighton, and I'm all in favor of that.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Quite welcome.
Okay, is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor? All right, hearing none, is there anybody here that would like to speak in opposition? Anybody here tonight that would like to speak in opposition? All right, hearing none. Then Andy, yes, please, if you would, share the town's recommendation with us.
Town board met on this on April 8th. A motion was made to approve and it carried 3-0.
Okay, great. All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. If there's no further questions, all in favor, we'll start with youth and governance. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes unanimously.
Thank you.
And just with that, so you know, is that this item will go to the county board next Tuesday. And you don't need to be there, so the chair of the committee or the vice chair of the committee will carry it through as to the fact that this was a unanimous. And then once that's completed, then you can go ahead with doing your land adjustment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of wishes.
Now you want to build the house first?
I could maybe help paint it at the end, but building, no. So. All right. Thank you. You're welcome to stay the rest of the meeting, or you're welcome to leave. It's up to you. So. That then brings us to item 6, approval of the March 13 minutes, and I entertain a motion that we approve the March 13 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Supervisor Bashaw, seconded by Supervisor Franco. Any discussion on the minutes? All right, then all in favor, youth and governance, of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, supervisors, all in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved, March 13th. Okay, are there any citizen comments tonight? Any citizen comments? It appears that all our citizens have gone and exited. Then hearing no citizen comments, those are closed. Andy, any other business as allowed by law that you'd like to share with us or anything from the committee?
Yes, so this one thing, we don't know what our committee will look like. But in May, we do have 9 items. It's 4 different parcels with 9 different actions. So if you're on the committee, then we'll have a lot of activity in May. So that'll be something to work through. And then secondly, just wanted to thank you for your time on your committee. And Ed, just congratulations on serving for the county and retiring. And then again, just everyone being on the committee and helping us out the last couple of years. And That's always beneficial when you guys can be supportive of our office and everything that we do. So I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget about April, too.
Good team, yes. All right, is there anything else from the committee or youth and governance as allowed by law to bring up here? Okay.
You're retiring. You get this one.
Well, thank you. I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. There a second?
No second.
Okay. Motion to adjourn by Supervisor Kubicki, seconded by Supervisor Bashaw. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We stand adjourned.